Hello, everybody. Hopefully, I'll be able to be heard better this year or this meeting. And then Angela Quirrell, she released her third novel, Must Love Chainmail. Came out this summer on Amazon. Congratulations. C.J. Pedersen released Choosing Carter last month through Crimson Romance. It's also available on Amazon. That's a lot of great things that people in our guild have done this summer in the past couple months. That's great news. Is there anything else I've missed? Yes. In May? What's that called? For Love and Honor? For Love and Honor. Congratulations.
I just got the honor of Sky Printing Publishing, or Press, the moderator.
Congratulations. Anybody else? All right, let's see. Candace, what's our treasury report? We've started a new thing on the sign-up sheet this year to include your genre as well, so please include that. That'll help us connect with people that write in the same genre, so that'll be helpful. I still have a sign-up list for the critique group sitting on this table right here. We have 11 signed up so far. I was hoping to try and get that started last month. I failed, so hopefully I'm going to get it started this month. I've been doing a lot of different stuff, so I'm trying on that. All of our meetings this year will be recorded in audio. We also have a lot of them from last year as well. So if you happen to miss a week or you want to listen back to a week, we have it on a private web address, so we can release it to members only. We don't want to make it public. But you can go back and listen to any of the meetings that you missed or want to recap on. And then we have our donation raffle, which started this year. If you got the newsletter, you should know some about it. Each raffle ticket is a $1 donation, and it's going to whoever wins the raffle is getting this book here, No Plot, No Problem, which the guy who wrote this is the founder of NaNoWriMo. So he's the one that started all of it, and he talks about different ways to write a full novel in a month, different, you know, cheats and strategies, and, you know, some of his stuff are as simple as every word that you type that has a dash in it, take out that dash, make it two words. I mean, it goes every little thing, and so it's pretty interesting read. I finished reading it. Just like the book last month, all the parts that I thought were important, I put little sticky notes everywhere, so you guys can go through that. Whoever will win that, and also, after I pick that ticket, I also have a bunch of these DVDs with audio podcasts to listen to on them. A bunch of great audio podcasts. I've done a lot of listening to those lately and got a lot of great information. So they're all data DVDs. You have to put them in your computer to listen to them. It would have been way too much to put on CDs. But we'll give these away after that book. So if you have not picked up a raffle ticket, you can go back there and get one. We have a whole roll, so don't think you're going to get too many. Also, I I was talking with somebody with the Mobile Bay magazine earlier this year, and we got featured into the magazine. I included that in our newsletter. I hope everybody knows about that. I'm going to pass that copy of the magazine I picked up around so people can see it. It was a good little article, and talking about when it got to writing, it talked about places to go or something like that, and then it said for do-it-yourself, it had us featured in there. And the best part is the fact that there's one of these annoying things right on that page, so you kind of get stuck to going to it.
How'd you get that in?
Well, I was actually emailed about it, and I responded promptly. Now, if you were a withstanding member from us last year and you forgot to bring cash, we will add it to your account if you want to get a ticket. We'll only do this for a little while, trying to make sure everybody remembers to bring cash. Nowadays, it's hard for any of us to remember to bring cash anywhere, so I understand that. I hardly have it in my pocket either. Let's see. If you have... If you look at our website, if you have any published books or published stories or anything that are not featured on there under the publications, please don't tell me in person. I will forget. But send an email to mobilewritersguild@gmail.com and let me know there, and I'll try and get that updated. If you can provide links, it would be so much easier and faster for me to do that. And also, if you haven't done your interview yet or haven't received an email about an interview, email me as well or let me know. I'm going to have an interview for all the members, and I'm going to put it on a page on our website so that way everyone can kind of get to know each other, why they started writing and everything else. So that'll be fun to do. I'm going to show you the website real quick, a couple of the new things. If it churned off on me. Well, I'll get to that one second. Let's see, summer goals. Not the summer goals, they're September to October goals. Let's see, we got complete final rewrites and get work into hands of editor from, I'm going to mess up this name, Shyla. What's that?
That's probably
Sheila. How do you say your name?
Schulbauer.
I'm close anyway, right? Did you were you able to complete that?
Sorry.
Were you able to complete that final rewrites and get to hands of editor? All right. Let's see. Compile 10 of my short stories into an anthology on Amazon by December 1st. Frank Holmes. Did you start working on your compiling of short stories into an anthology? Okay. That's good. Let's see. Collect 5 short stories to begin an anthology. Aletta Davis.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. take over the world, take over the universe, and make money writing? Walter? None of that, Don? All right, you need to hire a pinky. Pinky in the brain.
Oh, yes.
Let's see. Finish the plot draft to Descendants of I know that word. I can't think to say it right now. Scovosa? Laura Colton? Let's see. Complete 4 chapters and work in progress. Marilyn, CJP, Pedersen. Keep writing, Gabriel Dixon. Write at least 5 hours a week, Melissa Swan. She's not here. Get Shades of Blue up on Amazon.
Yes, thank you.
All right, congratulations. Finished first round of revision on Marvel, Candace. All right, congratulations. Let's see, mine was a published short story, Diamonds Under Hickory Tree, and I've got that finished. So with the website, can everybody see that relatively well? Yeah, I know there was earlier we had some way to get those front ones off. Okay, let's see. Here's our interview section. Oops. This projector kind of squeezes the screen, so it won't actually look like this. It's actually widened out. You can see I got black things on both sides of my laptop. But this is what we got started on, so we can go over here.
You can crop it if you need to, downsize them.
I might make them all the same size once I get enough of them up. But we got the website, Twitter, Facebook, any social media websites you have, and then we start with the interview, going all the way down, and I put every question I could think of in there. So So, will we be able to get to know each other better with all those questions?
You have that for, you don't have it for every member. Just
no, every member.
You
I sent it out to everybody that I
yeah. And they answer the question.
Yeah.
But you want to have it for every member.
Yeah, I want to have it for every member. So if you didn't get an email about it, let me know and I'll try and, if you're a member, I'll try and get that questionnaire to you. I also added a publication section here. We also have it on the main page on the sidebar, but I figured I'd add it a little bit bigger as we're kind of publishing more stuff, which is great. Probably so. And then also, if nobody got the newsletter, and you got the email instead or heard about it somewhere else, you can go to mobilewritersguild.com/subscribe and that'll take you right to where you can type in your email, and it's going to send you an email from google.feedsreader, I believe, and you got to confirm it. And then you should be able to get that as soon as it goes live instead of a little while later when I'm able to forward that same email that I get to everybody. And real quickly, this is where I have all of our audios from last year and the start of this year, where I have everything ready. So if you ever want to go back listen to one, and you get that address from me, you can just go to any one of these where it talks, has a topic, it clicks on it, and it should open up, and it'll start playing. And then if you want to save it to your computer, you right click it and save audio. And then you can save it to your computer. That way you can listen to it, put it on your phone or anything like that. Our scheduled next monthly meeting will be November 5th, and our plan is to talk with Carolyn Haynes about traditional versus self-publishing. I've confirmed with her once, so I'm going to confirm with her several more times to be sure. but that's hopefully what we'll be looking forward to next month. I'm excited to meet her. I just finished her audiobook, the first one in her series. It's a cozy mystery. I can't remember what it was called. Them Bones, I think, is the first one. I think Them Bones is the first one. I'm not sure, but they're all bones. But it was really well written. I enjoyed it. And then let's see. Now I'll start talking about our topic. Yes. Okay, that's the Romance Writers of America? Okay. This Saturday, 11?
Yep.
Yeah, so we stop for the holidays?
Yes, we should probably talk about that. Yeah. I think I had it written down somewhere. Oh, I had it penned in. That's why I didn't see it. Oh, speaking of things I had penned in that I looked over, everyone keep their schedule open for February 8th. That's going to be a Monday. We might have two meetings that month. We'll have our regular first Thursday of the month, and I believe that's the following Monday, February 8th. There's a mystery writers thing going on that weekend, and it's, several mystery writers from Tennessee, I believe, are coming down, and they're friends with Carolyn Haynes, and she hooked me up with them, and so hopefully maybe they'll come and speak Monday night, maybe about mystery topics and stuff. So I'm trying to let you guys know way in ahead of time, since it's not a normal night, to... it's a standard meeting time. It would be from 6 to 8. So that's February 8th, Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. And it'll be here, hopefully. We still got a schedule next year with the library.
We'll know at the next meeting.
Okay.
If we get
this break, yeah. And any other announcements anybody has?
The Home for the Holidays.
You just said that. Yes, the Home for the Holidays.
I do have something that... Anybody who knows of upcoming events involving writers, if you could get the information to me, because we can post it on our website so it can be, spread the word.
Yeah.
So if you know of anything like that, conferences, local.
Also, I've.
Just talking about this event.
Yes. Also, I've been trying to post anything local that's been happening on the Facebook page, if any of you guys have been following it. I've been trying to do that a lot. Every time I get an email, I'll just copy and paste it into the Facebook. And so I'm trying to let, if anyone follows the Facebook page, trying to let everyone know more stuff locally that's going on. Like,
Facebook,
Well, what I'm saying is if you follow our Facebook page, you should be able to get a lot of news there that you can copy and paste. So
that would make more sense.
While we're doing an announcement, let me stick one end up, let it flops over some of the others.
All right.
The Baldwin Writers Group, which meets on the third Saturday of each month in the Daphne Library, is having the Pinsker's Vice President, John Wood, give a presentation on self-publishing e-books and the pros and cons of self-publishing.
Okay. When is that again? Third Saturday?
That's the third Saturday in October, whatever it is. I don't have it memorized. Third Saturday in October, 10 o'clock at the Daphne Library.
Okay. Do the Baldwin Writers have a website functioning yet?
I don't know if it's functioning. They had a website for a
while. I know they had one years ago.
But I haven't kept up with it.
Yeah, because I've tried to find it several times, and it looks like they... I think it just goes to Bluehost.com where they haven't paid or something. But I do get frequent emails from, I think, Baldwin Writers and the Gulf Coast Writers. Yes, I get emails from them. Yeah, I get emails from them all the time, and I try and put those on our Facebook page so everyone else can see. One thing that I found out that's coming soon, I think it's next Tuesday at the... what's that bookstore? Page and Palette. They're doing a the author for Pete the Cat. If any of you guys have kids, that's my son's favorite book series. So I will probably be there. And my son is doing a book report in the second grade, and he picked a Pete the Cat book. So I'm also going to try and get a picture of him and the author. Because it's one of those trifold presentation things, so I'm going to try and do a couple little extra things if the writer's willing anyway. Any other announcements? The one I keep forgetting, yes. Home for the Holidays. I have a printout of it. I'm sure Joyce knows a lot more about it than I do. I'm sure Carrie knows a lot more than I do. This is what I printed out what you put on Facebook. I can read that. Home for the Holidays, Writers and Readers Market, where it's at the Mobile Public West Regional Branch. If you guys don't know where that's at, you're sitting in it. When is Saturday, November 21st, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The setup is at 9 a.m. Mobile Writers Guild and the Mobile Public Library are sponsoring a Home for the Holidays celebrations of local and regional authors. Writers wishing to do a reading or desiring a space to sell their books should let us know so we can add you to the program. Self-published authors and those with independent or e-presses are welcome to sell their books, CDs, and other promotional items. Traditionally published authors who would like one of the local booksellers to provide their books should let me know as soon as possible so we can confirm it with the stores. We'll schedule readings throughout the day for 5-minute intervals, and in between we'll have holiday music, refreshments, and door prizes. There will be no charge for the Mobile Writers Guild paid members to reserve a table, and non-members may rent a table for $10, which can be paid by cash or check at a Mobile Writers Guild monthly meeting on and before November 5th. You can also mail a check to P.O. Box 851-851, Mobile, Alabama. If you need that address, come get with us. But it must be received by November 2nd. Please be sure to notate that it's for HFTH table, and also specify the author name you want listed on promotional material. Home for the Holidays. Yes, I think I got this right after the newsletter, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm gonna send this out before our next newsletter, with maybe a couple other updates of stuff we have going on.
And I have registration forms.
And we have registration forms. And also about the setup at 9 for authors who are participating to come and decorate their tables or whatever. But we actually have the room the day before from noon to closing. So we can come up here because we'll need to arrange the tables, so
yeah.
Anybody who wants to come help set up.
Okay.
And we'll be hauling the tables around and stuff like that.
And that's will that be November 20th?
Yeah, they said it could come anytime between 12 and closing on the
20th. 12 and closing. Okay.
So we'll get a definite time and let everybody know. But we need volunteers for that.
Okay.
And we also need people to volunteer to donate cool prizes. It could be anything, something you made, you know, something Christmassy, a plant, just any kind of, you know, something that somebody might like to get for them. It could be one of your books if you're a writer.
Mm-hmm.
Just something that we can give away for door prizes. And we do have a few things that we'll need members to do during the day if you're not participating as an author. So anybody who would like to volunteer to help out, like we have, you know, the door prize tickets will need to be given out, you know, things like that. Now the refreshments and everything will be provided by the library, so we don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
If you want to help out, we need volunteers.
You guys can also send me that information. I'll include it in that newsletter for everybody. All right, is there any other announcements?
So, we did want to have a Writers Guild table for Home for the Holidays to just have promotional items and things. So, you know, if you have like our cards or, you know, anything that we can use, we can have membership forms, you know, for people to join.
Just like if you have an ebook, if it's not in print, if you want to have bookmarks or postcards made up, we can just have it on our display table for people to take.
Yeah, okay.
Just have them on the Writers Guild table.
And then if you guys got my newsletter, I'm working on talking to the Mobile bookseller about trying to get our books in there. But as I said in the email, she just got the store and still organizing it a lot. And it's looking a lot better. If you guys haven't been in there, all the floor has been taken out. It was old carpet. Now it's all laminate wood flooring. New shelves are coming. And it's all organized and getting alphabetical with alphabetical signs. And it's looking really nice. But Government and Azalea.
Yeah,
Skyland Shopping Center. Yes, that's the one.
Yes.
They're open. They're open now. They're still, you know, organizing, getting some stuff in there. But they're open now. I believe their paperback books are $3.50 a piece, and their hardbacks are $7 or $8, I think. And if you trade in books, you get $1 credit off per book that you trade in, but it only goes toward one book. So if you trade in 5 books, that's $5 credit for 5 separate books. If you buy 3 books, you get $1 off each book, and then you have 2 credits, and they kind of have like a little account system thing. That way they can still try and churn profits and keep the doors open. So but it's a real nice bookstore. My wife's been there helping her out, get everything organized, and they're real nice people. And all right, any more announcements? All right, I guess I'll start with talking about NaNoWriMo. That's National Novel Writing Month. This was a topic that was requested last year by a couple people. How many of you guys have participated in NaNoWriMo before? All right, 3, 4. How many people have successfully completed it? 2. All right. I have as well. I've done it 4 or 5 times, I believe. I've only successfully done it twice. The other times I failed miserably. but it's tough. The worst part is trying to find the time to do the writing. Usually the writing isn't that bad. It's just trying to find the extra time in your schedule. Usually once you get flowing, and like this book here will tell you a lot of stuff about it, a lot of helpful information. If you can't think of anything to move your plot forward, then don't talk about stuff that moves your plot forward. You know, talk about, you know, cats chasing mice that you see in your yard, you know, to talk about anything. And usually when you start veering off topic like that, you'll get ideas of your topic and you can get right back on track. Don't delete anything, just keep on going. I'm sure Joyce had a rough time with that. a lot of people also make their typing invisible, white ink, and that seems to help a lot of people. Churning off the spell check, that's the first thing I do. Let's see, I got some information here. Let's see, what is NaNoWriMo? It's National Novel Writing Month. You write an entire novel in the span of a month, starting November 1st, and then you end at midnight on the last day of November. Their definition of a novel is 50,000 words, which really is a small novel. I believe a novella is anywhere from 25,000 to 49,999 words, and a novel really considers 50,000 plus. So it's a small book, but it's still a lot of words in a month, which is why you have to remove your backspace button. Can it be done? I've done it. I completed two of them and I failed three of them. As I said, this book here has a lot of good information. If anyone wins this, or if you don't win it, go check it out. And then some of the most important things to remember are: do not edit, do not read back through it, turn off your word processor, spell and grammar check for your NaNoWriMo document. With Microsoft Word, I have the information here for everybody, but I'll go ahead and pass these out real quick. I can figure out how to get them out of here. The document I'm passing out, it tells you the same thing I'm about to tell you here. With Microsoft Word, go to File, Options, select Proofing in the box, and in the Exceptions for, select the document in which you don't want to see spell mistakes. Check either both of the following boxes as per your need. Hide spelling errors in this document and hide grammar errors in this document. That way, those annoying red squiggly lines and green squiggly lines that's going to make you go back and read through it, they will not appear. And that is very helpful trying to get through without going back and reading too much, because that's one of the hardest things about writing a book in a month. 50,000 words, it's a big project, and you're trying to read a little bit what you did yesterday, and you see all those red and green things, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to stop, you're going to try and correct everything, then you're going to be rewriting, and then you're going to just get nowhere in the novel. So I highly suggest removing those. Also, like I said, changing your font to white is very helpful too. I don't know if there's a way to do that past a certain point. I think it'd be a good idea to figure out some kind of way where like your last two or three paragraphs stay black, but then the rest turns white when you get like, you know, so many words down. You can manually do that. That way you don't go back and read through it. I think that'd be a good idea as well, because that's one of the biggest things that people do not complete it with, is because they stop and they look back. And then they get distracted with all the stuff that they realize is not very good. One of the novels I wrote for NaNoWriMo, I'm actually going through my second or third edit and rewrite on, and I decided not to use a red pen because I didn't want to hurt my feelings too much, so I used a blue pen, and the whole paper's blue. So I'm changing practically every sentence because I have a sentence that's maybe 20 to 40 words, and I'm cutting it down to 6 words, and I'm like, how did I write this? This is terrible. But I was able to get the entire novel, the entire plot done in a month, and then I was able to rework it from there. So it's very... a lot of writers' problems, and a lot of people it's helped out is people that have always wanted to write a novel, and they've just never gotten there all the way. They started one and stopped and stuff like that. So this, when I wrote my first book, this is what I did. I did NaNoWriMo. My first novel that I'm getting edited right now, I wrote a 12-chapter outline to begin with, and then I wrote 4 or 5 chapters of it. I hated them, I threw them away, and then about 5 years later I decided to try NaNoWriMo, and I made a 25 chapter outline, completely remade the entire story, and then I wrote it, and I wrote 50,000 words in a month, and then I worked on rewrites to it. I ended up changing it to 80,000 words, and then I scrapped the entire thing and used it as an outline and rewrote the entire book from start to finish, and I think I ended up at 140,000 words. But I already had my story there, so I was adding character elements and, you know, cleaning up language and everything like that. And since then, I've cut thousands and thousands of words out because, you know, I did too much. And hopefully my editor now is cutting out more for me. But that's also an epic fantasy novel, so it's longer than most. As I said, turn off spell check will be one of the best things. You don't want to read back through your document. I would only read the last line, maybe the last paragraph as necessary, you know, when you pick back up to see, you know, where you were at. Other than that, I would not go any higher up because you can fix all the other stuff later. And do not be on the internet if you can stand it. Facebook is a distraction. Probably the biggest distraction in America today is Facebook. Turn off the internet. Internet distracts us. Turn off the Wi-Fi on your laptop or unplug your Ethernet cable on your desktop. If you feel like you need to look something up, don't do it. Instead, use special marks in the middle of your paragraph of what you need to look up at a later time. And usually I use like asterisks or something like that, you know, one of the shift number keys. I'll pick one of them and I'll stick with it throughout the entire document. And that way when I know when I'm finished with it and I don't have to worry about it anymore, then I control find and I search for that special character throughout the entire novel. And then I see, you know, where every one of them is at and then I can look it up. But my novel's already written at that time. So, you know, it's just the details and the facts. And as writers, we want to get everything right or as close to right as we can. Whether we're writing, you know, stuff that's completely made up, we still look stuff up, or whether we're writing something that's factual. And it takes probably the most of our time, a lot more time than writing, is looking stuff up and trying to get it right. So I would just, you know, when you're writing a book in a month, forget that and just label it all, bookmark it all so you can get back to it at a later time. Just get that plot out there. That's the most important thing for getting a book written this fast. If you can't think of something to write, if you get stuck, you know, writer's block hits you, you need to stop where you're at, walk outside, look at something, observe, use the creative skills that we have at our core as writers. If you see a squirrel climbing a tree, walk back inside and write about it. When I was, the book that I'm, you know, working on re-editing right now, I was stuck, and I walked outside, and I sat down, and I saw a moth just fluttering and flying by a light bulb outside. I watched that moth for 5 minutes. I went inside. I wrote like 800 words about a moth. And I was able to get back on track. And strangely enough, I think I didn't cut much of that part.
I have a suggestion.
Yes.
We had Laurie Hall Anderson give us our speaker. She told us something. She does what she has to write a blog, and she sits down and writes a list of 25 things that could happen next. And she purposely makes a lot of them just something nonsense, you know, join a boy band and run away, you know, something crazy like that. But eventually, you know, when she makes the 25, the list of 25 things, she gets an idea out of something in there. Even sometimes when she was intended for it to be something silly. And I've done that before, and it does work. I've got some of my best ideas that way. That works too.
Yes.
Well, what I do if I get stuck or I'm not learning anything, I will go find a random stranger and begin to tell them or her exactly what my story is about. And then they'll sit there and ask a question, what about this? What about that? Or, why is that guy doing that? And you'll be like, damn, I didn't think about that. But he could be doing it for this reason. And then, you know, you get that, that kick of inspiration, and 1,600 words later, you're like, ah.
Yes, yes. Talking to people at your book is very, very helpful. Especially if you can find maybe places there, you know, people in your genre. Waffle House. You don't need to talk to writers about it. Readers are actually more helpful than writers are. Readers are going to ask questions. Writers are going to tell you answers. And it's your story, not theirs. So, you know, some of the stuff might be helpful, but yes.
On the plot thing, getting writer's block. You really need to know where your story is going, and the best way to do that is to write that elevator pitch for your story. Whatever your story is going to be, I mean, you've got to have some idea of what you're writing.
Mm-hmm.
Not sitting there at the keyboard trying to write down the words and really writing the story. So have that storyline in mind, actually taped on your computer, so every time you kind of get sitting there, okay, where do I go next? Look at your storyline. Say, okay, what's going to connect to that storyline?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, for sure, have the end in mind. If you don't know where you're going, you won't know when you get there. So have the end in mind how you want your story to end. It's sad, happy, whatever. Have that end in mind. So that you've got the target, and you're always working toward that target. You'll be surprised how quickly those 15,000 words start coming together, because you're looking ahead at the target all the time, keeping your mind on the target.
Yeah, and a lot of times, if you have a goal in mind at the end, sometimes it won't be that when you finish the book. But your characters carry the story sometimes, and just having an end in mind, even if it doesn't turn out to be the actual ending, it can help you get there. Another thing that I actually read in this book that he talks about is when you get, you know, three quarters of the way through or more and you get stuck, it says one of the sure ways to get past it is kill off a character. Kill off a character. Do what George R. R. Martin does. You got a character you love, kill him off and explain it, and you'll spit out some words from doing something like that. Because you got to explain everything, what happened, and everything else, or just any other kind of real, you know, dramatic event. You know, think soap opera. Something big happens. You know.
Raymond Chambers said, "Have someone come in with a gun."
Yeah, they have someone walk in with a gun. Create conflict. The conflict doesn't have to make sense. You can make it make sense later. That's what we do as writers. A lot of times we have a goal in mind, we have no idea how we're going to get there, and it just comes. So just throw in some kind of conflict and write around it, and then you'll be able to fill in the blanks as you go. Yes?
So before you even start writing, before you register for this NaNoWriMo, do you have an outline in mind?
No, it's not cheating. You're allowed to have an outline. You can have an outline. You can have an extensive an outline as you want. As part of the contest, they do not want you to start writing the story. The prologue, chapter one, none of that. But you can have a 500-page outline if you want to. Or you can have a one-page outline. You know, whatever you're comfortable with. Whether you're an outliner or not, I do suggest having some kind of outline. It doesn't have to be bullet point, step by step, you know, like some of us like. It can just be, you know, just random ideas. Just all, you know, pushed together like a Facebook post and just, you know, put it all together. Something to look back to when you kind of get stuck. It's very helpful. Another thing, which I might have put on that sheet of yours. At the very bottom here, need plot help. There's a website, part of NaNoWriMo. It's NaNoWriMo.org/forms/adoption-society. And What that place is people that have great ideas but have tried writing that book and cannot do it, they will donate their ideas to people. And so they pretty much just put posts in here, and you can literally just go through them and look through all this stuff. And I actually use part of that for one, the book I'm working on editing now. Something about half, you know, humans, half breeds, and I end up not starting the story with that pitch, but it just kind of was in the back of my head, one of the things I was reading, and my story ended up turning into that. So it kind of inspired me without me knowing. But there's a lot of great ideas in there, and I think it's separated by genre as well. So it's a very good place to go and, you know, just get ideas. Even if you don't use the full idea, you can just get, oh, well, if this, you know, what, how about this? And, you know, it just it's a real helpful place to go look for different ideas. And yeah, I have on here that I do think it's important to have an outline. You don't have to have, you know, large outlines. You can just have, you know, chapter one. I got my little example here. Like chapter one, hero travels through city. Chapter two, chaos happens. Hero's hit in the back of the head with hard object. Chapter three, hero wakes up in the back of a trunk of a moving car. When the trunk opens, he notices his best friend dragging him out. Chapter four, he is stranded in the middle of the desert, surrounded by snakes, and his best friend takes off with his girlfriend. I mean, just simple, short things. You can create a whole story off of simple, short things like that. But you know, you don't have to have detail step by step. You know, a lot of people that hate outlines think that's what outlines are. The outlines aren't detail step by step. It's really just basics. And then after you do enough basics, you kind of get, you know, extra details that you add to your outline as you're doing more outlines. If you cannot think of a plot, you know, talk to friends, family, ask anybody with story ideas. As I said, the NaNoWriMo forums, they're really helpful. Also, join a local NaNoWriMo group. They meet, the last year they've been meeting. I like Carpe Diem, I've met there before. They've also been at Satori. I think they started meeting at a library across the bay, and I wasn't able to go quite that far. But it's the local group is both Mobile County and Baldwin County, so it's kind of a big area, and they're trying to find a more of a central location for everybody, or trying to maybe split those groups into two to help people out from having to travel so far. But I've been to back when I lived in Mississippi. I went to one in Gulfport and met some people, and I've been to a couple of them here. Last time I went, I did pass out Mobile Writers Guild cards. One of them did show up after that, Walter back there. I've also, there's plenty of Mobile Writers Guild cards. If anyone wants to take them, put them places. You guys don't have to put them in all the books and Books a Million. I've already taken care of that. All right, so all the writers' books have our card in them. Let's see. The Mobile and Baldwin County writers that meet for NaNoWriMo, usually about 20 people in each meeting. They talk about, usually the first meeting, you don't get anything done. They literally just talk about their idea, their plots, what are you writing, well, you know, getting to know each other, you know, kind of like our first meeting of the season every year. But after that, it's usually just a little bit of that, and then you get going. Unless Walter back there gets on a topic, he'll talk. When you check in with these people, when you have people to write with and really just try and crack down and write, it really will push your own writing. You kind of compare, how many words you get done today. You know, how many words you get done today. Also, having like a little reward system for yourself. You know, if you write X amount of words for a day, you can, you know, grab a cookie or you know, anything. Maybe, you know, something that you really like, just get some of it. But promise yourself that you won't touch it unless you meet your word goal. That's very helpful as well. On that page, I did write down the website to our region on there, so you can go in there. It's a form based thing. People post kind of like the Facebook group that we have. people post topics in there and talk about meetings and stuff like that. It's very helpful. Also, if you're on Twitter, you can find a lot of support on there. There's a lot of writers and agents that get into NaNoWriMo, and you go to the profile, you can find them there. A lot of time, they'll post things like hashtag 1K 1 hour, and it starts at maybe 6 o'clock is when it started, and they try to get everyone who's following their post to write 1,000 words in an hour. And you check in at the end, and that can be, you know, kind of a little bit of fuel to get you going. At the end of the hour, everybody checks in and see how they did. It's good encouragement. But however, if you're on Twitter, do not get lost in your newsfeed. That's a hard thing to do. NaNoWriMo is not made for a proper novel to come out. It's for the story only. And, you know, sometimes that's all we need as writers, is to get the extra push to get our story out. You know, don't worry about the editing and all the little small stuff. I mean, that stuff can come. But if you don't just push yourself to write a novel, it may never happen, you know. And so it's just something to push for. It was really helpful for me, and it's helpful for a lot of people, to just get your words out there. And sometimes you'll write a novel in a month, and you will just not want the novel. Just this novel stinks, I don't want it, but you're gonna write a better one the next year. And it really just gets you going. And then later on, maybe one day you'll come back to that novel. Maybe not, but the publishing industry has really made our thoughts seem like it's impossible to write books so fast, because the writers that write the most books still only come out with one book a year. But well, yeah, not romance, but, you know, most genres, it's one book a year, you know. What's romance? Maybe two or three for popular writers?
There's some that do every month.
Is this...
For romance writers,
and they're almost smooth. Is that traditionally published as well? Yeah, but I mean, back. I'm not talking about in the self-publishing field. I'm talking about before self-publishing really opened that up.
Well, they would write pen names, so then they could get
pen names.
And
see, just like that, it can be done. You can write novels fast. don't think that it's impossible. The publishing industry has made us think that with a lot of different genres, that it can't be done one novel a year, and it's not true. We can do more than that. We just got to push ourselves to do more than that. Yes?
But traditionally, science fiction, I mean, you look at all of those science fiction greats, Asimov, Heinlein, all those people, they wrote fast, and they wrote, and then typically those novels back in the day were, you know, 50,000, 60,000 words.
So yeah. Yeah, it's not. Especially once you can get, which I'm sure is all of our ultimate goal, is to get to a place where we can do it full time. And when you're doing it full time, it's not that much of a stretch to get a novel in a month, every month, 12 novels a year. I mean, it's not a far stretch. It can be done. I'm not suggesting 12 novels a year, but, you know, it can be done. I would, you know, try for 3 to 6, at least, if you, you know, once you get to that point. But there's a lot of other good topics and information on it. And one of them is going to be the podcast I'm going to talk about. This podcast is called the Self-Publishing Podcast. These guys write super fast. However, if you don't like strong language, I wouldn't suggest it. But if you can tolerate it, there is a heap of information in there. they actually did a project called Fiction Unboxed, where they wrote a novel in a month, and they recorded every single thing that they did, plot lines, everything. And they didn't start with an outline on day one. They started with nothing. And you saw them trying, these guys write collaboratively, so there's two of them. So they bounce ideas back and forth to each other. One of them writes it, the other guy's feeding him ideas as he does it. Guy one sends it to guy two, that person goes through it, adds more stuff to it, sends it back to guy one, and just they write insanely fast, though. And they actually wrote, I think their novel was over 100,000 words, so they did in 30 days. And I think they didn't get started on the actual book until day two or day three. So that podcast there, there's a lot of good information. Another book I would suggest, which this, that book, The Fiction Unboxed, that talks about what they did, it's going to be one of our raffle books later on. This one is as well. But I highly suggest any writer, artist, anybody to pick up this book, The War of Art. This one will be raffled off within the next couple months here. This is a very, very good book about overcoming resistance and you know, getting to writing and, you know, any kind of art. Just, you know, overcoming the resistance that keeps you from doing what you want to do. It's a very good book. Are there any more questions about NaNoWriMo before I talk about podcasts for a little while? Any more helpful advice?
Get put online. I mean, I'm confused about NaNoWriMo. If you don't write it, you write it in the Word document.
Yeah.
You just chart your stuff on their website.
On their.
You put in your daily word counts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you put in your daily word counts and to get. To get your actual, you know, fancy little certification document, I believe it's the last 4 days of the month, you can submit your story, and all it does is count the words. It doesn't read a story, your story does not become public. However, they do tell you that if you are worried about stuff like that, you can control, find, and replace certain characters or letters or words to something else, to gibberish, if you, you know, feel uncomfortable doing that. They do tell you that that's okay. But they're really just counting the words that you do, and then they'll send you like a little certificate thing, you know, through the email that you can print out, you know, hang on your wall, saying, you know, I did it, and I saved mine, but I think I lost both of them, and I don't have the computer for it, so I wasn't able to, never able to get mine up and framed. But it was a pretty neat little certificate. Any other questions about NaNoWriMo or suggestions for writing? Yes.
I was going to say too, besides the plot, one thing that's really good to help kick it off is to make sure you know your character's goal, motivation, and conflict before you start. That'll also keep you on track. And I wanted to definitely endorse that 1K 1 hour. That, you know, saved me some times. And another trick too is to front load. So because Thanksgiving falls in November, you know you're going to be busy.
Yeah.
And so try to write more at the beginning of the month. Just front load your work count so that you feel more comfortable going into Thanksgiving and aren't, you know, panicking because you're going to lose some days. And once you get a pace as far as how many words you can do in 1 hour, it gives you sort of freedom. And then you're able to, like, I got stuck one time and I didn't worry about it. I just took 4 days to brainstorm in my notebook, free road by hand, and then we'll take these to write like 10,000 words one day and another 5,000, you know, so I got caught up.
Mm-hmm.
And so just once you get to learn how much you can put out, and you can take the time you need to start feeling like it's really not that hard. I mean, if you know where you're going with the story, I mean, if how fast you type.
Yes. Yeah.
I can do 10,000 words in 5 hours.
Also, if you are a fan of Scrivener or use Scrivener or have Scrivener, they have a lot of part of their software has a little box, daily word count, how many words you reached, all kinds of stuff like that. That really help you out. It'll tell you how many words you've written, what your total words are, what your word count for the day is, and it'll keep track of that. Yes.
Anybody knows about that, and you can set it to different modes. The most scariest mode is compounding mode.
Yes, rideordie.com. I've looked at the site. I haven't actually used that myself, but I've heard a lot of people that have good things, and I've heard people that have bad things to say. Probably those ones that had their stuff erased.
Yeah, and it just also depends on
what kind of rider you are.
Yeah.
Looks like we have plenty of announcements today and lots to talk about NaNoWriMo. So I'll just make this information about podcast short and sweet. I'll try to anyway. I passed out sheets. These are all different podcasts that I found. They talk about different topics with writing. Everything from the actual craft of writing and different ways to write to publishing, marketing, self-publishing. I mean, there's all kinds of them out there. Let's see. A podcast is similar to a radio talk show, except for it's online, and you can download them through the websites that they're on or through iTunes as well. And you can download them to your phone, your tablet, listen to them on your computer. I download them onto a MP3 player, and I'll listen to them, you know, while I'm doing chores at work and stuff like that. I've only recently gotten into them. There's a lot of different subjects. There's some that talk, as I said, strictly about publishing, self-publishing, or marketing. There's a lot of tremendous information out there. A lot of them, after talking about it for so long, they've written books about different stuff as well. And let's see. Just like the radio, you can go to the RSS feed to get them. We go get them from the website, iTunes. Also, if there's any that you're interested in, I do have a lot of them downloaded on my computer, and I can make you a DVD or CD. Depending on the host of the podcast, they could range from 15 minutes to an hour long. Most of the self-publishing stuff is closer to an hour long. Writing Excuses, that's by Brandon Sanderson. He's a fantasy author. Mary Robinette Cowell and Dan Wells, Howard, can't remember his last name. Line for the beginning of the show is 15 minutes long because we're not that, because you're in a hurry and we're not that smart. And it's a fun little podcast, but they talk strictly about writing topics, and it's short, sweet, it's to the point, and it's pretty funny, and very clean as well. three out of the four are Mormons, so it's very clean. A lot of good information about writing, different ways, like they have topics on Writing Excuses. Now I have these. Just pass these around. Look at them. I printed out a couple of them. A couple of the archives. They're free to download. Yeah. This is just information about different ones, what kind of stuff they talk about. Just look at it and then pass it. Now I'm going to go ahead and talk about what these certain ones do. I have a little little outline about them. We'll see. Writing Excuses. Writing Excuses is done by Brandon Sanderson, Mary Robinette Cowell, Howard Taylor, and Dan Wells. This is probably one of the more useful podcasts. They talk a lot about writing specific topics. I told you what their logo was. They talk about plot, characterization, setting, brainstorming, character death, editing, outlining, sensory writing, love scenes, world building, writing other cultures, abnormal psychology, narrative rhythm, and so much more. I mean, they strictly talk about writing topics. And then another one, The Writing Show. The Writing Show provides information and inspiration for writers of all kinds, whether you write fiction, nonfiction, screenplays, songs, games, manuals, ads, reports, reviews, or poetry. They are there to entertain, help, and engage you. Dead Robot Society. A couple of guys podcast about their publishing journey. When the podcast begins, they are nowhere worth the work, not published, and they simply talk about writing. They talk about their writing process, how they develop characters, plot, and many other helpful writing topics. They gather on a weekly basis to share stories to their individual journeys and discuss topics important to the world of writing. They also post a lot of audio from conventions on their website. So they go to a lot of conventions and they record them. So that's some good stuff too. One of the more popular podcasts is I Should Be Writing. Mer Lafferty's podcast has been popular for many years, winning several awards. She talks about a variety of writing topics and has been for over 10 years. She began podcasting before she was published, and now she has a few popular novels. The Creative Pen. This podcast is extremely helpful for self-published authors. Joanna Penn interviews a different person in each episode about various writing topics. She talks with people from various e-publishers like Kobo, Smashwords, and Lulu. She talks about ways to promote your book, like through Goodreads, Amazon reviews, Shofari. She talks to a lot of people about book promotion, marketing, psychology, business strategy, cover designs, and so much more. She also has a couple books out there that she's written about publishing as well. One of them we're going to be is a part of our donation raffle. Let's see. Get Published podcast. The guy talks about his journey to publication. He has frequent guests and talks a lot about a lot of topics from publishing to different writing topics. Grammar Girl. This is a podcast about everything grammar. Joyce's favorite, probably. Every episode is very short, usually from 3 to 10 minutes long, with simple topics to understand grammar very effectively. She talks about everything from commas, periods, and confused words. If you have a grammatical issue that you struggle with, chances are you can find her talking about it on her podcast. A Couple of Writers. A show about a husband and wife whom are published authors. They interview different authors and focus on how each writer is able to get writing time with a busy life schedule. They also have a rapid-fire interview at the start to get to know the author better. The Self-Publishing Podcast. This is a great podcast starring three guys who talk about their self-publishing journey. They write books together, and they are fast. Instead of publishing full-length novels, they used to publish serials, much like Stephen King's The Green Mile. They had 6 serials published that became the entire novel. As I said before when I was talking about them, one of them writes it, sends it to the other guy. He reads it, edits, sends it back. They do this a couple of times and keep pumping out new material. They talk a lot about helpful advice for self-publishing, including needing a platform, using audiobooks and free distribution, and so many other strategies for today's self-published author. They are very funny and great to listen to, but they do like to swear. Rocking Self-Publishing. Rocking Self-Publishing is a podcast done by a man named Simon. He hosts weekly interviews with top self-published authors, talking about how they made it so you can do the same. He asks them a lot of questions about their self-publishing journey, what marketing strategies they used, and what they did for an editor and cover design. Sell More Books Show. This is a show about different marketing strategies and tactics that may be useful to you. They also keep you up to date with news about publishing. Write to be Read podcast. Write to be Read podcast is created to encourage and inspire writers to become authors. It will have very short episodes with tips, reflections, and encouragement, as well as longer interviews with writers who will share their views and thoughts about writing fiction, nonfiction, self-publishing, book marketing, and anything else that you should know. That was one podcast I wasn't quite able to get into. She talks with a very strong foreign accent that I can't quite understand very well, but she does have good information on there. Books, Business, and Beyond. Kristen Erickson and Shelley Hitz help authors not only write, publish, and market their books, but also take it one step further and create a business beyond book royalties. They help you as an author maximize the income from your book to create the lifestyle you want. Discover how you can diversify your income with online marketing through your blog, product creation, coaching, and much more. Kristen and Shelley have taught thousands of authors how to publish a book, and now they want to help you take the step in your business as an authorpreneur. If you're an author with a published ebook, print book, or audiobook, join each week for interviews that will help you maximize your income and create the lifestyle you want. Self-Publishing Roundtable. Self-Publishing Roundtable is a weekly podcast on self-publishing movement. They interview the biggest names in self-publishing and discuss key strategies and marketing tips to help all new authors find their own success. They also talk to the big recent success stories and pick their brains about how they made it in this new, tougher market. Savvy Self-Publishing. published by full-time indie author Lindsay Broker. The Savvy Self-Publishing Podcast is designed to help independent authors succeed with their writing, publishing, and book-selling goals. The Writing Podcast. They will be predominantly bringing you actionable writing and publishing advice from self-publishing. They plan to have traditionally published authors on the show. Hope to finally put a rest to the common saying that traditionally published authors do not have to market their own book. Odyssey Podcasts. They're excerpts from lectures given by guest writers, editors, agents at the Odyssey Writing Workshop. Guide to the Galaxy. They discuss geek culture and talk to writers such as George R. R. Martin, Richard Dawkins, Simon Pegg, Margaret Atwood, Philip Pullman. Author Marketing Institute. Want to sell more books? Enjoy their short but highly informative podcast where they bring you a new book marketing strategy multiple times a week. Get tips, tricks, and tools you need to help build a successful author platform, sell more books, and discover new readers. Speculate Podcast. It's a speculative fiction podcast for readers, writers, and fans. Science Fiction Signal Podcast. They interview notables in the field of speculative fiction and say incredibly intelligent things, mostly, usually or accidentally. That's their little logo. Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing. Parsec Award-winning Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing interviews authors, editors, publishers of science fiction and fantasy. They talk about the hottest titles, trends, the push to ebooks, genre tropes, and offer writing advice. The Dragon Page, cover to cover, conversations with creators of science fiction and fantasy. Self-Publishing Questions Podcast. The Self-Publishing Questions is a show where you call in and get your questions answered by a best-selling nonfiction author, Steve Scott. He covers primarily Amazon Kindle publishing, but he also has a variety of marketing tactics and stuff to use to help you out. Then Write for Your Life. Write for Your Life is a show about creative writing, copywriting, reading, and ever-changing publishing industry. Look for advice, opinions, nonsense, and some very special guests. So there's a lot of great podcasts out there. You don't have to listen to every episode. You can usually just browse through them and see what they got, see if anything interests you, and you can just, you know, pick one episode out of it. I'm passing those sheets around with different topics from certain ones. Those are ones I'm interested in myself. They're ones that sound, you know, very interesting for me. Some of them I've listened to. I haven't got to all of them yet. There's thousands and thousands of hours worth of audio podcasts there. Yes?
Is there any way for you to just make copies of these and put them up on your Facebook?
I meant to show this when I was showing the website earlier. I actually have a page for... not only that, but other information and websites for writers. I believe I posted it in the member group, right? I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. Well, I mean, yeah, that's just for you to glance through, kind of see what they got, and then, you know, all the websites I printed out for you, and I also have it on the website so you can click them. I can't remember what the link is, but it's mobilewritersguild.com/something. I'll try and get everyone's information on that. Resources, that's it, yeah. mobilewritersguild.com/resources. There you'll find all the podcasts, websites, and I'll see if I can get the Word documents of those podcast episodes maybe put up. But a lot of times the links will take you straight to them where you can read through them yourself. All those links I used as direct links to the archive episodes. I didn't go to their homepage. That website that's on those pages goes straight to the episodes with the titles and descriptions. But as I said, I've been listening to a lot of them, and they're extremely helpful. I've learned a lot about self-publishing, marketing, and a lot of great stuff. Formatting, how important formatting is, the way to format, and that stuff I'll talk about later on this year when I talk about marketing. Any other questions about podcasts? All right, we'll go ahead and it's getting late, so we'll go ahead and do our raffle real quick. All right, for no plot, no problem. 143679.
That's me.
All right. All right, I also have, as I said, I have a lot of these podcasts that I have on my computer that I've listened to. So I have data DVDs of every one of them you can put on your computer to listen to. I'll be raffling these off next. I'm going to start with all of our audio from the Mobile Writers Guild from last year. That was on these CDs. Number 675.
Six eighty one.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
My ticket.
$676. Yeah. 677. $673. 674. $678.
Thank you.
And $680. I'll have the rest of these next month at the raffle to give off with the extra raffle tickets. We also got some books, some extra books that we're going to be giving out. Hopefully we'll be able to give out more than just one thing with the donation raffles. But unless everybody has any more questions, as I said, I'll try and get, as I said, was it mobilewritersguild.com/resources. Also, all those websites go directly to the podcast, so you can go there, look at them, see if any of those topics interest you to listen to.
What is the speaker next month? What is the program next month?
Carolyn Haynes.
Carolyn Haynes, yes.
Traditional versus self-published.
Yes, she's primarily a traditional published author. She said she's been playing with self-publishing lately, so I don't know which way she's leaning on the topic, but we'll find out next month.
Yeah.
Good. That's great.
For a future topic, can we talk about how to use Wattpad? You were talking about what you do on Wattpad.
Yeah, I can try and bring that up in a meeting.
What's a Wattpad? I don't even know. I can't even do iPads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's ebook reader for free books. It's really helpful to get your beta read. Yeah, like Kindle readers, but it's instead of being published, people paying for it, it's a free service. So a lot of people that are on there are younger people and people that aren't published yet, and it's really good for getting readers and people to help you out, beta readers and stuff. But yeah, we can bring that up. Yes. Yes. These are DVDs. They're data DVDs.
Okay.
So, which means they're slammed full of audio. Otherwise, if I made them for a car, it probably would have taken like 40 CDs. So.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of audio.
That's wonderful. All the stuff you kind of
saw. Anything else, anybody? All right, well, have a great evening, everybody, and hopefully we'll see you here next month.